This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter number 1538. Baruch Hashem, the third day of the year, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. The Rebbe said, "With pleasantness I received your letter on the 26th day of Nisan, in which you write about those that you have invited for the Seders, and also for Shvi Shel Pesach. And your merit is great, and the merit of your wife, that you are supporting and helping to bring the heart of the sons and daughters of Israel close to their Father in heaven. Especially this matter, like inviting for a Seder, that even though this is not a matter of study, but it's sort of you learn by the way, but that specifically is absorbed a lot more and makes a much greater impression, even though it's only in a makif way, in a general and superficial, seems like. But when you add at the time or close to it an explanation that is fitting and in words that are fitting, so then from this makif you bring into inside and you can hope for a great benefit. I was also pleased, enjoyed, that you mentioned in your letter about the work in the Michlala in Boston. I don't know what the question is in your letter, if it is the right thing, if I want it. For sure, it's L'rotzim. And the one, and when you question what you should focus to concentrate on, I already told you many times when they visit me, when they told me that the main thing is in our religion, our Holy Torah, is the action in actuality, as it's known. Also, the general way that we receive the Torah, that first of all, we said, Nase, we will do, and only afterwards we say, Nishma, we'll learn. And I already said a parable for this now, that when it is burning a fire, there is no time to explain to those who see it, or even to those who are working in the fire department to extinguish the fire, which way, how do the apparatus of the fire, how does it work? And why do you have to place them in such a way? Why do you have to turn them around in such a way? Same thing is the situation of the Jewish people now. As the expression of my father-in-law, with all the titles over here, the Hashem Yisborach is burning the worlds of Golos, the walls of Golos. And we have to save the Jewish souls from this fire so that everybody should benefit and be privileged to the whole redemption very quickly in our days. But the person who is present at the time and closes his eyes and doesn't want to see the fire, or he sits quietly and waits until they're going to explain to him all the details in the fire and all the details in how to make the engines, the fire apparatus, and all the reasoning how and why they extinguish fire. So you are taking upon yourself a responsibility of saving lives in actuality. On the other hand, the one, this itself, that one occupies himself in trying to extinguish the fire, that prepares you and gets you ready to a good understanding later on how the fire took place and what bases were built these machinery and how you extinguish the fire. From all this, you understand the mashal, the nimshal, it's obvious, but you have to explain to each one based on their understanding and most of their matters. I've heard recently also that from the, haven't heard recently about the health of your family member, so certainly you will notify me good things about it with the Rebbe's blessing. amazing how the Rebbe takes this time demanding that everybody should try to save. You know, now